Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ. And we're up this morning for our good news. You can use morning prayer line. Prayer is essential to our existence as children of God. And it's just a blessing to be able to get up in the morning before your feet really hit the ground, before you start your day and get caught up in the combustion of differences and challenges throughout the course of the day, that you just talk to God and allow God to soothe and to guide your day and to guide your mind so that you will look at it from a Christian spiritual perspective versus the worldly perspective that Satan would like for you to do. We want to remain spiritual minded and allow our minds to be motivated and moved by God. We are going to, as we always do, start with the Word of God, reading Scripture to set our minds on the right pathway. And then we will get to our prayer requests. For those of you that may be coming on, again, we're broadcasting live in Canada, Norway, Canada, Norway, the United Kingdom, as well as the continental United States. We're also broadcasting on Facebook Live. And so if you'd like to call in this morning, 619-924-0767. Morning half hour show, and then we'll get to our prayer requests. We'll have requests, or you know, we also will have a. You can also type in your requests. Those of you that are viewing on Facebook Live, if you would share the video, it would be very much appreciated. We're going to start reading. Don't know where we left off yesterday. The book of Psalms, Israel's songbook, does a lot for my mind in the morning. Lets me see the emotions of David and others and what they went through and how they had to depend on God through the difficulties of their time. And you and I have the same situation. Start reading in Psalms 56. Be gracious to me, God, for man tramples me. He fights and oppresses me all day long. My adversaries trample me all day, for many arrogantly fight against me. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. Good morning, brother. I see you. In God, whose word I praise, we're in Psalms 56. In God I trust, I will not fear. What can man do to me? They urge all day long. All their thoughts against me are evil. They stir up strife. They lurk. They watch my steps while they wait to take my life. Will they escape in spite of such sin? God, bring down the nations in wrath. You yourself have recorded my wanderings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your records? Then my enemies will retreat on the day when I call. This I know, God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not fear. What can man do to me? I am obligated by vows to you, God. I will make my thanks offerings to you, for you delivered me from death, even my feet from stumbling, to walk before God in the light of life. Psalm 57. Be gracious to me, God. Be gracious to me, for I take refuge in you. I will seek refuge in the shadow of your wings until danger passes. I call to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He reaches down from heaven and saves me, challenging the one who tramples me, Selah. God sends his faithful love and truth. I am surrounded by lions. I lie down with those who devour men. Their teeth are spears and arrows. Their tongues are sharp swords. God be exalted above the heavens. Let your glory be over the whole earth. They prepared a net for my steps. I was despondent. They dug a pit ahead of me, but they fell into it. Selah. My heart is confident, God. My heart is confident. I will sing praises. Wake up, my soul. Wake up, harp and lyre. I will wake up the dawn. I will praise the Lord among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your faithful love is as high as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches the clouds. God be exalted above the heavens. Let your glory be over the whole earth. Psalm 58. Do you really speak righteously, you mighty ones? Do you judge people fairly? No. You practice injustice in your hearts. With your hands, you weigh out violence in the land. The wicked go astray from the womb. Liars err from birth. They have venom like the venom of a snake, like the death cobra that stops up his ears, that does not listen to the sound of the charmers who skillfully weave spells. God knocked the teeth out of their mouths. Lord, tear out the young lion's fangs. They will vanish like water that flows by. They will aim their useless arrows like a slug that moves along in slime. Like a woman's miscarried child, they will not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the heat of the thorns, whether green or burning, he will sweep them away. Psalm 58, yes. The righteous one will rejoice when he sees the retribution. He will wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. Then people will say, there is a reward for the righteous. There is a God who judges on earth. Going into Psalm 59. Deliver me from my enemies, my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who, and save me from blood of men. Look, Lord, they set an ambush for me. Powerful men attack me, but not because of any sin or rebellion of mine, for no fault of mine. They run and take up a position, a way to help me, and take notice. Lord God of hosts, you are the God of Israel. Rise up to punish all the nations. Do not show grace to any wicked traitors, Selah. They return at evening like snarling dogs and prowling around the city, spew from their mouths sharp words from their lips. For who, they say, will hear? But you laugh at them, Lord. You ridicule all the nations. I will keep watch for you, my strength, because God is my stronghold. Good morning, Terry Henderson. Good to see you. My faithful God will come to meet me. God will let me look down on my adversaries. Do not kill them. Otherwise, my people will forget. By your power, make them homeless wanderers and bring them down. Lord, our shield, for the sin of their mouths and the words of their lips. Let them be caught in their pride. They utter curses and lies. Consume them in rage. Consume them until they are gone. Then people will know throughout the earth that God rules over Jacob. Selah. They return at evening, snarling like dogs and prowling around the city. They scavenge for food. They growl if they are not satisfied. But I will sing of your strength and will joyfully proclaim your faithful love in the morning. Amen, somebody. Read that 16th verse again of Psalm 59. Spite of what's going on, but I will sing of your strength and will joyfully proclaim your faithful love in the morning. For you have been a stronghold for me, a refuge in my day of trouble. To you, my strength, I sing praises, because God is my stronghold, my faithful God. Love to hear David testify. Psalm 60. God, you have rejected us. You have broken out against us. You have been angry. Restore us. You have shaken the land and split it open. Heal its fissures for its shutters. You have made your people suffer hardship. You have given us wine to drink that made us stagger. You have given a signal flag to those who fear you so that they can flee before the archers. Selah. Save your right hand and answer me. Save with your right hand and answer me, so that those you love may be rescued. God has spoken in his sanctuary. I will triumph. I will divide up Shechem. I will apportion the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, and Ephraim is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my wash basin. I throw my sandal on Edom. I shout in triumph over Philistia. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? God, haven't you rejected us? God, you do not march out with our armies. Give us aid against the foe, for human help is worthless. With God, we will perform valiantly. He will trample our foes. Psalm 61. God, hear my cry. Pay attention to my prayer. I call to you from the ends of the earth when my heart is without strength. Lead me to a rock that is high above me. For you have been a refuge for me, a strong tower in the face of the enemy. I will live in your tent forever and take refuge under the shelter of your wings. Selah. God, you have heard my vows. You have given a heritage to those who fear your name. Add days in life. May his years span many generations. Sit enthroned before God forever. Appoint faithful love and truth to guard him. Then I will continually sing of your name, fulfilling my vows day by day. Psalm 62. I am at rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will never be shaken. Talk, David. How long will you threaten a man? Will all of you attack as if he were a leaning wall or a tottering stone fence? They only plan to bring him down from his high position. Then they take pleasure in lying. They bless with their mouths, but they curse inwardly. Selah. Rest in God alone, my soul, for my hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be shaken. My salvation and glory depend on God, my strong rock. My refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Somebody hear me this morning? Trust in him at all times. One more time. Trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your hearts before him. God is our refuge. Selah. Men are only a vapor, exalted man an illusion. I love that. Weighted in the scales, they go up together. They are less than a vapor. Less than steam. Place no trust in oppression or false hope in robbery. If wealth increases, pay no attention to it. God has spoken once. I have heard this twice. Strength belongs to God, and faithful love belongs to you, Lord. For you repay each according to his works. Psalm 63. God, you are my God. I eagerly seek you. I thirst for you. My body faints for you. And a land that is dry, desolate, and without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary and see your strength and your glory. My lips will glorify you because your faithful love is better than life. So I will praise you as long as I live. In your name, I will lift up my hands. You satisfy me as with rich food. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I think of you as I lie on my bed, I meditate on you during the night watches. Because you are my helper, I will rejoice in the shadows of your wings. I follow close to you. Your right hand holds on to me. But those who seek to destroy my life will go into the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the power of the sword. They will become the jackal's prey, but the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by him will boast, for the mouths of liars will be shut. Psalm 64. God, hear my voice when I complain. Protect my life from the terror of the enemy. Hide me from the scheming of wicked people. For the mob of evildoers who sharpen their tongues like swords and aim bitter words like arrows. Shoot from concealed places at the innocent. They shoot at him suddenly and are not afraid. They encourage each other in an evil plan. They talk about hiding traps and say, you will see them. They devise crimes and say, you have perfected a secret plan. The inner man and the heart are mysterious, but God will shoot them with arrows. Suddenly, they will be wounded. They will be made to stumble. Their own tongues work against them. All who see them will shake their heads. Then everyone will fear and will tell about God's work, for they will understand what he has done. The righteous one rejoices in the Lord and takes refuge in him. All those who are upright in heart will offer praise. Psalm 65. Praise is rightfully yours, God, in Zion. Vows to you will be fulfilled. All humanity will come to you, the one who hears prayer. Iniquities overwhelm me. Only you can atone for our rebellions. How happy is the one you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. You answer us in righteousness with awe-inspiring works. You answer us in righteousness with awe-inspiring works. God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the distant seas, you establish the mountains by your power, robed with strength. You silence the roar of the seas, the roar of their waves, and the tumult of the nations. Who live far away are awed by your signs. You make east and west shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it abundantly, enriching it greatly. God's stream is filled with water. For you prepare the earth in this way, providing people with grain. You soften it with showers and bless its growth, soaking its furrows and leveling its ridges. You crown the year of your good with your goodness. Your ways overflow with plenty. The wilderness pastures overflow, and the hills are robed with joy. The pastures are clothed with flocks, and the valleys covered with grain. They shout in triumph. Indeed, they sing. Psalm 66. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing about the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awe-inspiring are your works. Your enemies will cringe before you because of your great strength. All the earth will worship you and sing praise to you. They will sing praise to your name, Selah. Come and see the wonders of God. His acts for humanity are awe-inspiring. He turned the sea into dry land, and they crossed the river by on foot. There we rejoiced in him. He rules forever in his might. Keeps his eyes on the nations. The rebellious should not exalt themselves. Selah. Praise our God, you people. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He keeps us alive. Come on now. Come on now. If you don't understand anything else, you need to understand that God keeps you alive. Look at verse 9. He keeps us alive and doesn't allow our feet to slip. For you, God, tested us. You refined us as silver is refined. You lured us into a trap. You placed burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out to abundance. Come on now. Thought you was being done wrong, but God brought you out to abundance, more than you ever had. I will enter your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows that my lips promised and my mouth spoke during my distress. I will offer you fattened sheep as burnt offerings, and a fragrant smoke of rams. I will sacrifice oxen with goats, Selah. Come and listen, all who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth, and praise was on my tongue. If I had been aware of malice in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. However, God has listened. He has paid attention to the sound of my prayer. May God be praised. He has not turned away my prayer or turned his faithful love from me. Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us. Look on us with favor, Selah, so that your word may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations rejoice and shout for joy. For you judge the peoples with fairness and lead the nations on earth, Selah. Let the peoples praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has produced its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. We have read this morning Psalms 56 through Psalms 67. Mark, hopefully, to start Psalm 68 tomorrow, if it be the Lord's will. But I hope, trust, and pray that you too understand that it's God who is your rock. It's God who is the source of life. And as David said, it's God who keeps us alive. Let's go to our God in prayer this morning. Again, this is our good morning, good news you can use prayer line. We're also in collaboration with Armed and Dangerous Ministries on Good Morning, Your Majesty. And we just serve God and love God's word first thing in the morning as it soothes and meditates our minds and also rains down on us. Psalms 56 to Psalm 67. If you have any prayer requests, you can type them in. And if you haven't shared the video, we'd appreciate you doing such. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we come to you today thanking you for who you are and what you do in our lives. I ask you, Father, to continue to strengthen us and bless us as we continue to go throughout this journey, even on today. Father, we know that you are the source of strength. You are the source of life. And we know that you are better than a respirator, for you keep us alive. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your vision. We thank you for the power that you've allowed us to continue to stand and move forward. Father, we love you. We adore you even on this day, and we're coming to you in regards to some prayer requests that we want to pray for. We thank you for allowing us to approach the throne of grace. Special prayer this morning goes out for Michelle Gant, who has been hospitalized. I believe she's back home now, the note I received. And we're praying for her health. Ask you, Father, to continue to restore her health. She's been having some complications again, and we ask you to continue to bless her and keep her. She asks us to pray for her, Father, and it's a privilege to be able to go to the throne of grace for others, to be able to visit them in hospitals and be able to visit them at home. And I know more and more about how significant that is when someone comes to see about you, because I was laid up myself. And so, Father, I'm just so thankful that we've been given the opportunity and the privilege. Someone looked to us to ask us to pray for them. We're asking you to bless Michelle Gant and her family, the way they stand in need of. It's a great family. They lost their mother, I believe it was last year. Our father, Jazzy, Bernice Lee, it's a big family. We've had both Jonathan and Sheena, who was members at Golgotha for a while, a little bit, and just really enjoyed them. I've known their family from Maple for a long time. So we ask your Father to bless her and keep her and bless them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for my landlord, Kevin Drea, ask you to continue to bless him and keep him as he continues to go on and do things onward and upward. And I believe it's this week that he's going to be on a 100-mile bike ride over 2 days. I think it's going to split 50 miles each day. And so, Father, he's been preparing for it. He rode 28 miles the other day. And, well, we pray that you give him the strength, the stamina, and the mental capacity, and also the physical capacity to complete the goal that he has in front of him. Father, I ask you to continue to strengthen him in the various work that he does. Praying for our youth that are back at school, asking you to continue to, or on their way back to school, ask you to let them have a productive year, safe and sound, that there won't be any crazy killings or people going nuts, but the youth will be able to focus on learning. For it's that part of learning that separates them and allows them to go upward and yonder in society. Praying for Alvin Davis this morning, ask you to bless him and keep him in ways you know he readily stands in need of. Be with his family. Continue to strengthen them in very powerful ways. Praying for my mother this morning. Good to see her up again this morning. Ask you to bless her and keep her. Strengthen her, be with her health as she continues to recuperate, as she continues to do the things that she's has been asked by the doctor to do, and she's on a great, bright course, and just so proud of her. She set forth, said she would do, and she did, has done, and the results are showing forth. But Father, we ask you just to continue to allow her to stay strong, continue to keep her mind sharp, continue to keep her moving towards her goal, so that she will also be able to get up and move around and do things that she's chosen to do at a specific time. I'm praying for Terry Hendrickson this morning. Then to have Terry Willis, I should bless and keep her, whereas you know she readily stands in need of. Readily stands in need of, continue to bless her family and everything in which they do. Continue to strengthen them accordingly. Praying this morning for D.C. Williams, my brother D.C., continue to bless him and keep him, and his wife Tonya. D.C. had had shoulder surgery, and it looks like he's starting to recover, having some good days over some of the bad days, and he's back to cooking. He likes to do a lot of cooking, meals, and et cetera, and so even though he's had his shoulder under repair, he's still able to whip up a good meal. Actually, continue to bless him and keep his mind sharp during this recovery time. Praying for Christine Moss Harrington this morning. Actually, bless her and keep her. Strengthen her where she stands in need of. Remember her here at Golgotha for quite a while. Ask you to be with her and her husband, Scooter, Anthony, Aries, his son, and the entire family, the mom, Maureen, Hambrick, sister Rhonda, and all their children accordingly. My brother is Aaron, and continue to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for Alicia Gant this morning. I should be with her family for the passing of her father. So there's some TLC. Even though we know all the scriptures, but her front bench is nothing to play with. So, Father, I'm asking just to be with her and bless her and strengthen her. Not only her, Eric and Jason Saul lost their father last week and had to bury him within 24 hours for the Jewish custom. So, Father, we ask you just to be with him and be with his widowed wife, their mother. I ask you to continue to keep her strong, build hope that she will be around for grandkids and continue to stay focused. Otherwise, I know it's a difficult thing to lose your soulmate after so many years. I think they were 85 and 89. Praying for my brother Darnell. Good to hear the news that it sounds like he's back to work a little bit. We thank you for that, God. Every little bit helps. We'll hope to keep his mind sharp and keep him going forward. Father, we're praying that that's what's taking place and that he's able to get a job and he'll be able to take care of the things he needs to take care of and pull himself out of bootstraps out of this depressed state, Father, I ask you. Just not used to hearing him sound like that. And just know that Satan is busy in trying to mess up our apricot cart. So, Father, we ask you to continue to bless him, keep him and strengthen him in his daily walk as well. Praying for Irv Jefferson, ask you to bless him and keep him and strengthen him. Father, he had a time when he had to go to the doctor. And so we're